In today's episode, we look at the macroeconomic performance outlook for Africa. From over 1,300 cities and 130 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital. Did you know that you can get up to 10.4% annual interest on your Rand Francs investment with the Aguka Fund? For more information, check out their website on www.bkcapital.rw. The macroeconomic performance outlook report shows that Africa is projected to remain the fastest growing region in the world after Asia, exceeding the global average of 3% in 2023. It is forecasted that Africa will account for 11 out of 20 fastest growing economies in the world in 2024. Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, President, Africa Development Bank Group, sheds more light on the report.
Like other regions in the world, Africa continues to face multiple crises, including rising costs of living, weakening of economic growth, a tightening of global financial conditions, shortage of concessional resources, increasing effects of climate change, lingering impacts of the health pandemics that we had, conflicts and geopolitical tensions, both at home and also outside, of course, at the global level. The interaction of these global and regional crises with existing regional structural weaknesses threatens to halt Africa's gradual economic recovery and is hindering socioeconomic development. The release of Africa's macroeconomic performance and outlook 2024 in this first quarter of this year therefore comes at an opportune time as countries need regular diagnostics and targeted policy actions to tackle these multiple crises. Our estimates reveal that Africa's average real GDP growth declined from 3.2% in 2023, came down to 3.2% in 2023, down from 4.1% in 2020. The momentum of Africa's growth recovery has slowed against a backdrop of all these multiple crises that I have mentioned. But despite this challenging global and regional economic environments, 15 African countries have posted output expansions of more than 5%. The report shows that Africa is projected to remain the fastest growing region in the world after Asia, exceeding the global average of 3% in 2023. It is forecasted that Africa will account for 11 out of the 20 fastest growing economies in the world in 2024. And so we project that growth on the continent will rebound to 3.8% in 2024. And we expect that growth to be relatively broad-based, although domestic supply bottlenecks such as shortfalls in electricity generation are still lingering, especially in Southern Africa, Well, let me be clear about one thing. Percentage growth is percentage growth. We don't eat those things. The poverty levels on the continent are still very, very high. And so for us to be able to really, what you're talking about is, how are we going to deal with the structural impediments to faster growth of Africa? People talk a lot about the need for Africa to leapfrog. I don't believe there's anything called leapfrog, because a frog can't leap at all. It's just here to there. Africa needs a projectile. It needs to grow consistently, maybe for 10, 15 years, at more than double growth rate, GDP growth rates, to be able to bring down the GDP per capita to a level and bring it up to a level that actually will allow our people to come out of poverty. So I think we're still dancing a little bit around the edges here. I don't want to overpush the fact that you're going fast, but when you're going fast and other people's economy are huge and yours isn't as huge, it means that you have to grow very, very fast. So for me, I think the structural impediments are big. Infrastructure continues to be big. Climate change continues to be a major challenge for us in many of our economies. And you see how the situation in which industrialization is still not going well. So you do have to have those things that restrict export-oriented industrial manufacturing stance of the continent to be able to expand the resources that it's getting. Those are the things that we ought to be worrying about. And in particular, also, we talk about a critical sector, which is agriculture. We all know that, even with the rising global commodity prices that we have because of climate change. We have to unlock the potential of the agricultural sector and make sure that gives us inclusive growth that can lift hundreds of million people out of poverty in our rural areas.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Bitcoin crossed the $65,000 mark in European morning hours on Monday, inching closer to its lifetime peak of $69,000 set in November 2021 as the value of the bullish bets rose to a record. The largest cryptocurrency has added over 6% in the last 24 hours, while the CD20, a broad-based liquid index of various tokens, rose 5.6%. Bitcoin is now just 5% away from its record in terms of US dollars. It already crossed peak prices against several majors and emerging market currencies in the past week, and today reached a record high in euro terms as well. Further gains may be in the offing, signs from the futures market indicate. Open interest, or a number of unsettled future bets, rose to an all-time high of $27 billion. This is data from CoinGlass. Rising interest is a sign of new money entering the market. Market capitalization also reached a record $2.8 trillion, crossing the $2.7 trillion level set in November 2021. This is according to data from multiple sources. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange or Share Index traded slightly, up around 73,260 on Monday, mainly driven by heavyweight resource-linked stocks and industrials. Meanwhile, investors geared up for a week filled with central bank events and key data that would help them better predict where interest rates might start to fall domestically. Fourth quarter GDP figures will be released on Tuesday, which are expected to show growth after South Africa's economy recorded a slight contraction in the third quarter of last year. And a quick trip around Africa. Businesses across Africa could see a significant rise in revenue and sales by leveraging artificial intelligence, according to Google. The Google Vice President of Global Measurement and Audience Solutions, Karen Stork, says against the backdrop of a rapidly changing digital ecosystem, marketers in Africa and around the world are facing unique challenges and opportunities. Speaking during a digital marketing roundtable briefing, Stork said the industry is currently at a critical point characterized by increasing privacy concerns, regulatory changes and the rapid incorporation of artificial intelligence. In Africa, these shifts are further complicated by varied regulatory landscapes and a rapidly growing digital consumer base eager for personalized yet privacy-conscious interactions. The continent's marketers are confronting a dual dilemma: how to leverage the vast potential of digital engagement in a landscape where traditional data collection mechanisms are being dismantled and privacy regulations are becoming more stringent. Google says, looking ahead, the future of digital marketing hinges on astute combination of AI-driven insights and robust privacy frameworks. This new horizon demands marketers to pivot to its strategies that respect consumer privacy while harnessing the power of AI to deliver personalized, impactful advertising experiences. South Africa is hosting the African Organization for Standardization Technical Committee this month to discuss technical standardization within the Africa automotive industry. The four-day event includes the participation of technical experts from the automotive industry across continental national standard bodies. ASO Secretary General Dr. Hemogene Segimana says the established strategy for African automotive manufacturing sector within the framework of AFTA highlights the need for harmonized standards in tackling the challenge of imported vehicles, regional value chains, and the long-term goal of establishing a common external tariff for the sector. Egypt is carrying out a feasibility study on further expanding the Suez Canal in a push to speed up transit times and avert potential blockades in the waterway that carries 12% of global maritime trade. The project is meant to turn single-lane segments 50 kilometers in the northern segment and 30 kilometers in the southern part with double-lane crossings. This is according to Suez Canal Authority Chief Osama Rabai. The proposals build on plans first aired in 2021 after the grounding of the giant Ever Given vessel that largely shuttered part of the Vital route for nearly a week. Nearly a decade ago, Egypt completed an $8 billion expansion of the canal aimed at slashing waiting times and drawing in more ships. Initial studies were concluded and submitted to the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who will receive the final proposal when it's ready for approval. Revenue from the canal, vital funding for Egypt, has been hit hard since Yemen's Houthi militants began targeting ships on the Red Sea in retaliation for Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at With The Don.